This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Boom, 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 boom.
Is that what you take those for? Old raggedy girls
I wasn't, singing that.
What were you singing?
What song was I singing?
Was that Dawson's Creek?
No. I don't want to. Was it like Julio Iglesias?
I don't know that one.
Remember that other, was that Enrique Iglesias? Girl, please excuse me if I'm coming too strong.
Oh, tonight I'm loving you?
No. Baby, I like it. No way you song. Move on the floor. Baby, I like it.
I don't know that song.
I don't know this song.
What's this? If you like pina colada.
Oh. I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long.
All right, let's have a singing contest real quick.
So oh, great.
I'm going to show all y'all who, I've been taking singing lessons.
Ooh. How are they going, by the way?
I only had one so far.
Yeah.
How'd that one go? You gonna stick with it?
It was great. I missed the last three classes. All right, here we go. See, but I have to think of a song. Actually, maybe y'all can help me, because I need to come back with a song that I need to learn to sing. Okay. Like, what's a good song for that?
A good song to sing?
Mm-hmm. All right, here's my song. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. All right, let me see, I'm gonna do it for real. Ready? Mm-hmm. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. Hold on, I'm gonna do it for real. Hold on. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drive time cruising the street.
Wait a minute. Oh, so are you doing the techniques that she tell you to do? Like you singing
right.
From your diaphragm?
All right, let me do what she said. She said I gotta breathe. It was only like 20 minutes.
It was a text she sent you.
Yeah. And it's in person? Says,
yeah.
I'm about to take this class too.
It was cool. I just been out of town. That's why I haven't been back. But okay, your turn. That was pretty good.
Do I gotta sing the same song?
No, whatever you
sing. Whatever song. What song are you gonna present to the vocal coach?
I'm gonna bring all two of y'all.
All three of y'all.
to the class.
I can't think of a non Usher song, so I'm just like, baby, let me love you down. So many ways to love you.
Yeah,
I can sing when I hear other people sing, I think. Go ahead. What's yours? Right.
It's like the King's Speech. So you gotta distract yourself.
Usher song. I'm gonna go high.
Okay.
All right, let me see if I can do it. All right, Rochelle, get your Usher song ready because you're going next.
Going nowhere fast, we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away.
Oh, I love that song.
Do we separate? It's a great
song. Oh. All right, Rochelle's your turn.
Crying, huh?
Peace, God, no.
Oh, you got to sing Peace, God, no.
Yeah, which one's
God, no?
I love that.
That's a good one.
Deep cut.
Well, we're going to keep working. We'll keep track. So every month or so, let's do this. We'll bring you back.
And
see if I'm getting better at singing.
Can you bring me back even if there's another guest and just be like, all right, Demi's here for the intro and then I'll leave.
Yeah.
Before we get to you, we got to do something with Demi real quick. Everybody listening to the podcast, first of all, hello, Gossip Royalty. We are back.
So excited to be back.
Season three. We live, direct. We live. This happening right now. So stop what you're doing right now and listen to this and keep doing what you're doing. But keep doing it, because we don't want to stop you from doing what you're doing. You're probably doing something important right now, cutting beans, shucking peas right now. Everybody who's listening to this right now is shucking peas for dinner.
Take that chicken out of the freezer you forgot.
To the teenagers listening to this, take the chicken out of the freezer. Your parents are going to be mad if the meat is not thawed when they get home from work.
Yeah, that's for real. I used to mess that up all the time. My mom would be like, take the chicken out of the freezer.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, got it, Mom. And I forget. And then
I had to put that shit in the microwave. And then my mom be like, why is this hot?
Have you ever ate microwave chicken? You ever done that?
No.
No. No, I put it on defrost.
Oh.
I was always like, it's just like now the chicken's all watery and it's just, it doesn't cook the same.
Yeah.
I try to be good about defrosting it, but whenever I can't, there was a time where it's like, all right, let's try and microwave and get it out. But I quickly was like, this sucks. And I was just like, we're just not eating chicken tonight.
Not no chicken.
Not as a kid. I do not have a choice.
Yeah. What was the first thing y'all learned how to cook as a child?
This is going to be a great steak.
Steak?
Really?
Because they had cheek steaks at the neighborhood Walmart, and I saw this Alton Brown thing about how to cook a 5-minute steak by like putting it between two pans. And so I was just like, I can make a gourmet meal in my own oven with two pans. And it was just sort of like, this is not how a good steak is made. But I was just like, wow, I'm just as good as like
Fogo de Chao. Chef hat on and everything. I don't know. I think the first thing I ever made was French toast, probably. I remember like you learn how to soak the bread in that.
Yeah.
I was pretty good. I love French toast.
First thing I was allowed to make was hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I'm like 5 years old.
Yeah, you threw it in there.
Is that the origin of you being the grill king?
Yeah, that's where it all started. That's where it all started. On the stove, boiling water, hot dogs.
Did you know that Oscar Mayer Wiener has a popsicle-flavored Oscar Mayer Wiener now?
Wait. Crazy. What? Like the hot dog's popsicle flavor or the popsicle's hot dog flavor?
Popsicle's hot dog flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
That would be so gross, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand what kid would want to eat.
Because it just tastes like hot dog water, and that's nasty.
Yeah. Disgusting. Oh, that's probably what they're freezing. Hot dog.
Yeah.
But that's a.
We're wasting too much substance. We got to do something with this.
Rochelle, what's the first thing you learned how to cook? And how old were you?
Pad CU.
Pad CU? God damn.
You do that again, but in an Usher like voice.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock.
Wait, that's the noodle one with all the like the veggies in it and peanuts and
favorite,
stuff like that?
That's my favorite Thai dish.
It has like Chinese broccoli and eggs and it's like it's the brown. Flat noodle. It's like flat noodles.
How old were you when you learned to cook that?
Probably like 6.
Damn. Making pad see you. I was boiling hot dogs. Putting ketchup on the bread. That's all I eat the hot dogs with. Ketchup and mayonnaise. That's my favorite toppings. If you want to know, everybody sound off in the DMs. What's your favorite hot dog toppings?
Please don't. They really be doing it.
Engagement. All engagement is great for Lamar to read.
I always forget that if you ask people to engage, they will. And then like years later, they'll just be like, why are you sending me this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because some people are catching up. Some people are on episode 1 right now.
To this day, I get people from, there was an episode of Gilmore Girls where I was like, no, I love seeing a dog in any police uniform. Send it to me. Don't give me any context. I'll be happy. And to this day, people do it. And I'm just like, I now know why it's happening because it's like, yeah, I remember that I said that, but I don't want it anymore.
Yeah. Actually, I'm sleeping. We got, it's a little power here. Hey, send me your favorite rapper. Audience, send me a picture of your favorite rapper.
Just a photo of your favorite rapper.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to see what kind of music. I want to see if the music that y'all listen
everyone's
to.
Send me photos.
If you send Macklemore, we're gonna block you.
Okay. Yeah.
Why is everybody sending us photos of Fat Joe?
Big Fat Joe style. You hear that voice? Do you hear that damn voice? Everybody, turn your radios up right now. Do you hear that voice? We got the man, the myth. The legend in the house with us right now. He is a maniac. Maniac on the floor. And he's dancing like he's never danced before. He is the host of the podcast that was the predecessor to the fellas catching up on television.
Yeah.
Right here on Headgum, where it all started. Where we got the idea for this.
Without them, there will be no us.
There will be no us without them. He is one half of the Gilmore Guys. Ooh. He is currently developing shows.
He is currently in development hell.
He's currently in development hell.
He
used to be the host of Punch Up the Jam. Woo! Right here on the HeadGum Network. Everybody, shake your asses for Demi or Did You Even?
Thank you so much. This is the
Shaking
first podcast I've ever done with bells. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this, but then it feels good.
This podcast has all bells, no whistles.
I love
that. Yeah, no whistles.
We don't do whistles over here.
No whistles.
Take that shit to Whistle Town.
Take that to Whistle Pig, Whiskey Town. Listen up. We got Demi in the house today to talk Gossip Girl. Demi, what is your history with Gossip Girl?
I've not seen a single episode aside from the one we're talking about today, which was stressful because I was like, I don't want to come in being like, oh, it's crazy that this happened. You'll be like, no, it's well justified by all this stuff and whatnot.
No, you say what you think is crazy because we probably think it's crazy as well. Yes. The show is insane.
It is.
And this season is starting off crazy.
And the good news is that we're in the beginning of the season, so hopefully it wasn't too jarring.
No, it wasn't. And the last time on Gossip Girl very much helped. And then I watched it with my girlfriend who was seeing the entire show, and it was just very much like...
Careful what you say, too, because he hasn't seen anything past...
She didn't tell me anything past... It was just sort of me going like, who is this person? And then being like, okay, I've heard that name.
Yeah.
And now, just knowing everyone's relation to each other.
Speaking of you watching this with your girlfriend and she's seen the whole thing, how did you get a girlfriend? What is the process that you went through?
Because we're struggling.
We're trying to find.
So what you got to do is you go to Vegas and you spin the big wheel, and if it lands on green, then they open the door for you and they let you pick a prize. And a lot of people like to pick a stuffed animal, but I picked a girlfriend.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
You hear that, Lamar? We got to get to Vegas.
You got to get to Vegas.
All right. Gas up the jet right now.
I'll
gas up the jet right now. That sounds, I'll try it out, but sometimes,
I'm honestly shocked that you both don't have girlfriends.
So are we.
We are unavailable. I've experienced
that. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm so emotionally available, I can't even stand up straight.
And I can fix anything.
I think that's hot. I don't know why.
Together, me and Carl put together would be a
perfect
good
man.
Here's a question: perfect. Are you open to dating, like, I don't want to say fans, but like people who like are like very aware of your work? Like, if podcast listeners were to slide in your DMs, would you be like, okay? Or would you be like, I don't know about that?
It depends.
Well, sure. You know what's interesting? Because we would like Gossip Girl. That would be a first. We would all have that. We would have that in common, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Interesting.
It depends. It depends on how much of a fan of my work. If it's work that I also like of myself.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute. That was my worst project. Get out of here.
Yeah. They're a fan of all the things I hate about myself.
Totally.
Nah. But so you've never seen the show. You watched this episode for this episode. Yes. We thank you for being here.
Of course, happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here. I'm a big fan.
I mean, it's mutual.
You're hilarious. I think you're super dope and talented. So, all the audience who's mad that he doesn't watch Gossip Girl, it don't matter.
It don't matter. He don't need to watch Gossip Girl because we watched it for him.
Do people get upset when a guest hasn't seen?
There have been times where people have been like, hey, stop having people on that don't watch the show.
That happened a lot with Gilmore Girls or with Gilmore Guys. And it does feel like I don't know which one is the original.
Gilmore Kids.
And I feel like at a certain point, it's like, it makes sense when it's just like, we have to explain everything to them and then they're having to listen to all that. But it also does feel like, it's sort of the balance of, like, there are some people who are listening to it because they're fans of Gossip Girl, and there are some people who listen to it because it's like, I just like hanging out with my friends for an hour, which is like you guys. And so it just feels like you kind of have to please both audiences. And sometimes when it's just like a guy who doesn't know what the thing is, it sometimes sucks. Yeah. But it also is just like, it's
fun for us.
Exactly.
It's fun for us to have guests who also don't watch the show, who we're friends with, because it helps us like get back to reality where it's like, oh yeah, this is not a reality where this is like a new reality where I'm watching this show about these white people.
It's a real balance. It's like you either got to have someone who like the chemistry is so good that it doesn't matter, or you got to have someone who like they know the show so well that they're pleasing that half of the audience.
And it's a good balance. And honestly, it's very low pressure on you. You don't have to say nothing this whole time. You can just sit here and be a face. Camera two.
Oh, so crazy.
Camera two's got you locked in.
Thank you so much.
And now let me ask you this about Gilmore Girls. Did you like that show before you started the pod?
I had never seen it.
No. That same way with me and this show.
It was a show that, like, every so often I'd come home from school and the show, like, the TV would just be on to the CW. Yeah. And I'd just be like, oh, it's that show that my mom maybe watches, but it was just happening. But I'd never seen it. And
they talk too fast for me.
They, even like, having watched it, I'm just like, everyone just needs to calm down. And, like, watching this was just, like, it was a very much a time capsule. I think the episode that for Gossip Girl that we watched today was, like, after the Gilmore Girls had stopped airing, but it did feel like it's the same sort of period of television.
Yeah.
And so it was very funny to go back and just feel like, oh, I haven't seen TV like this in a while.
Yeah, but it's really fast moving. A lot going on. It's hard to, like, focus. Feels like something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, am I okay?
Now, we're about the same age. Did you watch The O.C.?
Yes.
See, oh, OC, yeah. Everybody. I love the OC. OC,
me too. So yeah. I was an OC person, but I never was going to get into Gossip Girl. But then I watched Gossip Girl over the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got into it.
Same creator, right? Josh Schwartz. Yeah.
Savage. Yeah. Stephanie Savage.
Mm. We were talking about, on the last episode, we were talking about how when they shoot in New York, you can see regular people standing around watching them shoot.
Oh, yeah?
And I hate that. That would give me so much anxiety. Because even now when I'm shooting something and there's like people like watching, if we're like doing it in a neighborhood, I'm like, they're watching.
No,
can
yeah.
we please get the cops over there?
It's very, yeah. That's when you're just like, hey, I like cops in this one scenario. Get them
yeah,
over there.
Get them over there, yeah.
Yeah, I do think about that a lot whenever I see anything shooting on New York where I'm just like, they have to like close down the streets, or they gotta like build, like go to like the fake the LA like New York street, and then yeah. just like dress it up so much. And I'm like, neither of these is worth it. But
yeah,
it just feels so.
Burdensome. In this show, you see regular people standing around looking, and then you also see extras.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and they're doing things that people don't do in New York, like just yeah. congregate on the sidewalk and just kind of go. Like,
I did see people.
Yeah. Like, no one ever stops and have a conversation yeah. in New York City. Everyone's on the move.
I did see people in the bookstore scene that I'm just like, you're not reading that book. They're just opening and going, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were killing that.
Yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
that is curious to me though, because I feel like in New York, one big thing would just be like everyone's in such a rush that it's like, who's gonna stop to be like, what are they shooting here? But I guess some people are just hanging out or like yeah. tourists or whatnot.
Hot dog man,
yeah.
like offering people hot dogs. The halal cart.
He's trying to get his SAG card by shouting back.
Yeah, I wonder if they cast the real hot dog guys on the street, or do they recreate that?
They recreate. They go. They probably go do research on them and go, watch how he steams the bun. yes, doing research.
What does it feel like? Real, like the city.
It feels real. Now, Demi, have you spotted anybody recently? Have you seen anybody in the wild? Have you? I mean, it could truly be anybody.
I'm trying to think of if I got a good one.
Well, I have a user one. While you think of one,
I went to a screening of a Alison Brie and Aubrey Plaza movie, and they were there. So
tight.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you talk to them?
No, but okay. I talked to Tim Heidecker and Dave Franco.
There you go. So, all right.
Yeah.
Tim Heidecker, Dave cool. Franco.
Spot it. Damn, that was a good spot it.
Thank you. I wish I had
coming in hot, then.
Any juicy secrets to share about him.
Is that movie good? This is off.
I mean, I'll say it. I think it is messy, but I think also it is, like, I haven't laughed that much in a theater in a while. So yeah. I was like, okay. That what a good time. Even though the plot, I'm like, you need to end this different.
Interesting. End this.
Nowadays when I see a movie, even if it sucks, I'm just like, man, it's so hard to make a movie. What am I? I can't be too.
I guess I'd be feeling bad for the filmmakers. I'd be like, man, they must have had a hard day that day.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna let it slide.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. That's pretty good spot it.
You got a user spot?
Yeah. How you say that?
That is Rachel Xanadu.
Xanadu.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Olivia Newton.
A little dark, but spotted. My lifelong best friend sent me a cameo from Zuzana Zadowski.
Dorota.
And she sent the video if y'all want to see.
Yeah, let's see it.
Who's that?
Dorota is Blair's
maid. Rachel, congratulations on finally realizing your mom was a psycho.
Oh yeah, she just got off out of therapy.
And I are proud of all the progress that you've made in therapy and with your new tailoring business, and you are looking super hot too.
Well, that's nice.
That's cool. Nice. I can't tell. Have you ever gotten one of those? A cameo?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I do like it. Uh-huh. I do like it every time. So they would like on Flagrant Ones, my basketball mm-hmm. podcast, they would like some listeners would send us basketball player cameos, and they would mm-hmm. always be like, yo, what's good? It's your boy, the Don Dada, Charlie Villanueva. This goes out to Hayes, Sean, and Carl, and Andy, and Stay Flagrant, like, you know, uh-huh. like the listeners yeah, are saying yeah. them like catchphrases,
yeah,
like, yeah, and then yeah, Lakers. It's always yeah. like this person doesn't want to be doing this.
Interesting.
But then I got one. My good brothers, the Doughboys, mm-hmm. sent me a cameo from one of my favorite YouTubers, Badlands Chugs.
Oh, they did him,
and he was
on it.
So genuine. And nice in his cameo. It wasn't like the basketball player ones. The basketball player ones, you could
feel they
like
just they do it.
I don't want to do this shit. But the Badlands Chug was like, what's up, Carl? It's your boy, Badlands Jugs, mm-hmm. I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. I'm going to watch your show. Grand Crew, season one, congratulations. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be right in front of my TV. This is for you. And
he chugged
in the thing.
Y'all got to check out Badlands Chugs. You know what this is?
I don't.
So Badlands Chugs is, his name is Eric Badlands Booker. He's a competitive eater. And he's on Badlands Chugs, his YouTube channel. He just chugs shit. Like, he chugs a bunch of sodas, a bunch of salsa. I've seen him chug 2 liters
it's
of salsa.
It's disgusting. He makes us watch this shit all the time. It's, I mean, look, he's a nice guy, but definitely not for me.
Yeah.
You like, you know this guy, Shelly Shell?
No, I don't know this guy.
He is a very delightful. He's
we'll watch delightful, it after.
But it's very uncomfortable.
He
to
makes
watch.
Me understand ASMR because I don't get when people be like,
what's
like
that?
I don't get like the sound. Like people oh. like that shit. People like when like people be typing or clacking their oh. nails against the biting the microphone and stuff. But his videos, because his voice is like, he's like, hey, what's going on, y'all? He's like real nice guy, real jovial. And then he'll drink the soda or drink whatever he's drinking, the juice or whatever. And then at the end, he'll just like let out a huge burp. But like, it's gross, but you're like waiting for that. You're like, man, if you don't burp, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And he's really dope. Like, his shit is, it's a fun set. So the cameo that I got from him,
because
he's such a nice guy, the cameo that I got from him definitely felt like, man, Badlands Chugs probably is really watching my show.
Yeah, like he probably was like honored. Like, so have you ever gotten one of those?
No, like not in a sincere way. It's always like, oh, we're doing a show and we're gonna get like a cameo from Ken Bone or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But we got one from Ruben Rabassa, who's the I think you should leave car focus test group guy, and it was like
he admitted.
Yeah, that guy. It was very nice, but I think I just. I don't know. Cameo in general, I'm just sort of like, it feels like the tail end of the internet where I'm just like, we shouldn't have this much access to anybody.
Dude, man, I've been talking about that ad nauseum.
Yeah.
It's like, so weird. I mean, like, it's weird that Dorota is just available like that. But man,
I refuse to get on there.
No, I would
never.
I
would do it for a fan. If a fan wanted us to do it, I'd do that. But you have to ask.
Careful what you ask for. So I've done it. I've sent a couple of videos where it's like somebody like, hey, we've been listening to you on this and that. And like, just send an encouraging video. I refuse to do any characters. Like, you're not finna make me.
No.
So anytime they're like, hey, man, can you send a video you doing Chief? I go, no. Like, absolutely not. I don't need your money. I don't want, like, I'll send it, like, out of being nice. But I'm not doing nothing exploitative.
Yeah. There's something about just, like, letting people request things of you that I just feel like I understand it for money because it's like that's just work. But at a certain point, I just feel like if you don't have to do it and there isn't a joy in it for you and it's just sort of like it's easy to make money this way. I'm just sort of like, yeah, but I think for me, I'm just sort of like I just don't like opening that like the floodgates to people and just being like I'm allowing you to decide what I do. And I think I've stopped a lot of stuff because I'm just sort of like, oh, I don't think I like that interaction with people. I like to just sort of be like, I'm in this glass tower and I'll do something and you can see it, but you don't get to interact. Like I'm gone as soon as it's done.
Yeah, the script part of it too, I don't like.
Oh,
don't
like,
tell
too?
Me what. Well, they can tell you what to say.
Really.
Like, so if I am to get on Cameo, my fee is going to be very high. Like, I'm charging $5,000.
That's good money.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what's between Cameo and OnlyFans? Is that kind of the same thing?
Cameo and Only, the difference between Cameo and OnlyFans, I don't think I can send a nude Cameo. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Carl Toffin. Hey,
what's good?
Here's my motherfucking nuts.
Congratulate your show.
Yeah.
I'm swinging out here.
My meat is out because I'm watching your show. Congratulations on season one.
What if your whole personality is being a guy who is, like, could someone who's popular on OnlyFans then be like, and now you can request me saying stuff naked on Cameo.
Yeah.
I would do it like for your wife or something.
For my wife.
Yeah.
All right, wife.
All right, I know how much you love Carl. Okay, my wife is probably going to love Carl, right?
Yeah,
it's like very likely that my wife will be a fan of Carl.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like, look what I got you.
Be crazy if she wasn't.
What's good, Mrs. Woods?
You guys got to work past that.
Yes, my wife. My meat is out.
Mrs. Woods. Why does that sound weird? Mrs. I guess she Woods? Would be
she
Woods.
Be Mrs. Woods.
I'll take her last name.
You take her last name? Lamar Woods, Cabaret.
Cabaret for two, please.
I think you can hyphenate anything with Woods, and it's a good name. So yeah. You don't lose if you do that.
Yeah, I might do that because Mrs. Woods sounds like my mom. Like I married my mom, kind of. Mm. I guess when you said Mrs. Woods right now, it made me think of my mom.
Mrs. Woods.
I just feel like, I just was like, I have a second grade teacher or something, and I didn't have a teacher named Mrs. Woods, but it does sound like a teacher's name.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not going to call your wife by her first name.
Yeah, her first name is Jada.
Guys, Pickett. Let me just say, this Jada is great. Pickett
Cabaret. Yeah, Cabaret. Unrelated.
Don't you know?
Cabaret Fatunde. you marry somebody from French Polynesia. Guys, this is great. This is great. We're going to take a break early so we can go right through the episode. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Lamar, we both live alone. Yeah. What's one thing you hate about living alone?
Honestly, it's just the fact that I ain't got no food in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like, if one thing, you know, living alone, you're a single guy or whatever, I'm always going out all the time to eat, but yeah. I can't be eating out all the time. I want to just like have something healthy or like that actually works for my body and shit. Yeah. But then the problem is, my mom ain't there to go to the grocery store for me.
I like going to the grocery store, but when I go to the grocery store, mm-hmm. I shop for all the things that my mom wouldn't let me have as a kid. So I just buy a bunch of fruit snacks. Sometimes we got to grow up, and we got to do something different.
Yeah.
And that's where HelloFresh comes into this.
That's right. Like, let me tell you about HelloFresh for real. Like, kickstart a fresh fall routine with HelloFresh, because it handles all your meal planning and shopping to deliver everything you need to cook up a tasty meal right at home. They do the hard part for you, and you can take the credit.
See, sometimes a busy schedule doesn't always leave you with time to spare. And with HelloFresh, you don't need to spend all evening in the kitchen to try and whip up a wholesome meal. With their quick and easy recipes and 15-minute meals, you can get a tasty dinner on the table in less time it takes you to get takeout or delivery.
That's right.
Okay? You ain't got to go off on none of that. Especially you got a little date at the house, and you whip up some of that mushroom steak. She's going to be like, you made this?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I had to hide the HelloFresh box. Yeah. And they were like, she was like, ooh. Because that shit, I'm telling you, it comes quick, too. I'm just so you know, like how it did for me. It came to my house, and it was so out. Because I was like, is this shit going to be fresh? Mm-hmm. Man, that shit was HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
I opened this shit up. It was like, I like dry ice in there. Everything was like cooled, ready to go. I had popped it up, opened it, and had the instructions and everything. It was couldn't have been easier.
You see? Really. And for those of you who don't know how to cook, especially the people that can't even follow recipes, which is insane to me. All you got to do is read and pay attention. Get off your phone. Get off the TikTok and just cook your food. And you want to cook some food for a special person or by yourself, just go to HelloFresh.com/50XOXO and use the code 50XOXO for 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months. Do you understand what I said? That's HelloFresh.com/50XOXO and use the code 50XOXO for 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Okay, we're back. We're really, really black.
Did you go to school? You went to college?
I did.
Where'd you go?
I went to University of Texas in Austin.
UTA. Ooh. Yeah.
UTL's the main Texas.
Yeah.
That's the Longhorns.
That's a cool place. Okay. That's a cool school.
Who's the quarterback when you were there? Cole Brennan?
If you said in the name, I'd recognize it, but I couldn't pull it out of thin air. I went to maybe 2 football games my entire time.
The whole time?
Yeah. I'm not a big football person.
Would you go after on 6th Street, though?
Yeah.
That shit is fun.
It was wild. Yeah, that was fun, but I felt very out of my element. I think I'm introverted, but always trying to be like, if I'm just out, then maybe I'll meet my person and I'll have a great time. And it's always just like, you just get like sad and just sort of be like, why isn't the perfect night happening for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Put too much pressure on
it. Man, that 6th Street is crazy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was at 6th Street, I saw a cop slap a guy. Like, he was on a horse and just slapped the dude.
What?
Because he was like, there was 2 guys fighting, and the cop got in the middle of it and then, like, slapped the hell out of one of them.
You can't.
It was crazy.
Slap.
Me, boy.
It was just
like, it felt very
well.
Texas. It felt like.
It's a Texas place.
It felt like very, like, it was like, even the guy was like, okay.
Yeah. Like, cop on a horse, I'm just like, I don't know what, I feel like you see the cop on a horse, it's like, all right, just stop doing whatever you're doing. He's above you physically. He already just feels way too powerful.
Yeah.
I gotta look up the history of 6th Street, because 6th Street looks like the old West.
It does, kind of. It feels like just an open, like, every place on there, every bar feels like a saloon, even when you get inside. Yeah, like, it's very modern.
It's like
an
old town, yeah.
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 Last time I was there, we went down to that. There's like a sneaker store on the street, and we went to that store, did a little shopping. We was walking out, some like it's like a homeless area right around it. And this one guy was like, "Yo, man, can you just go in that store right there? He won't let me in. Uh-huh. Can you just go in that store and just like give me something to drink? Like it's hot out here, and it was hot as hell. I was like, "All right, man, what you want to drink? He was like, "A Sprite. Let me get a Sprite. And then as I'm walking in, another dude's like, "Yo, man, let me get a Sprite too. And so I walk in. Buy 2 Sprites. I give this one dude the Sprite. Give the other dude the Sprite. Another guy is like, "Come on, man! I asked for that Sprite." I was like, "Well, y'all deal with that."
God.
And then that guy he started following us. And like, I'm with Dan Lippert and Brett Morris, producer of the show. Mm-hmm. This is when we were there for Comedy Bang Bang. And we're walking, and you can tell that they're like uneasy with this guy. I'm like, "This guy ain't finna do nothing." And he was like, "Hey, man! All right, I'll do a flip off this car right now for $10."
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, "No,
yeah,
don't do a flip off that car, man. I bought you a drink."
Like, got your Sprite.
Yeah.
It's not Mountain Dew.
Obey your thirst, baby. It's a weird place.
Yeah. Austin's got a homeless problem that is like on par with LA's.
Yeah.
And I do feel like it's worse there, because I feel like the state actively is like, I would rather have them dead.
Yeah.
As opposed to Pierre, where they're passively just like, oh, can't they just die?
But right.
Austin's also just, it's hot as hell.
It's hot.
Oh, man. Hot. But so are you, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you stayed in.
It was like the best school I could go to and not have to pay out of state tuition, but also still get to leave Dallas
because
didn't like Dallas.
Interesting.
Dallas is an interesting city in Houston. I mean, in Texas.
You're from Dallas.
I like Houston.
I'm from more specifically Plano, if you know it, just because out there will be
Plano,
like, he's
Texas.
Not from Dallas.
Yeah, Plano.
I know Plano.
What up? I put your P's up for Plano.
I like Houston.
Yeah. No, Houston's great. I think Houston and Austin are great, and Dallas is just so, like, nothing.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's really just so boring, but.
Fascinating.
Well.
I'm going to get to know you better.
That's what I'm here for.
You went to college. You had a move-in day.
That I did.
This is the move-in day for everybody on this
Everybody
show.
Moving in. Everybody have roommates, too?
I did, yeah.
You had a cool room? Are you still friends with your roommate?
Nope. It was like a random roommate my first year, and then like I feel like halfway through the semester, he just stopped being there, and I was like, okay. But then I lived with a friend for the next few years. So.
Tight.
That's tight. Man, Dan, did you notice, was Dan living at the loft or was he living in the dorms?
I'm not sure.
Because I was like, that's tight. To have your own loft like
that. He might
be
commuting.
Yeah, because I was like, Dan's got it made right now.
Dan might
be
commuting.
He got the waffles. He was making it. He made the Brooke waffles. That was that was a real cool imagery of like, I'm a man now.
I'm still a Humphrey man.
Yeah.
We get our waffle on.
Yeah.
But these ain't the same. This was hard, too.
Is Dan, I know which one Dan is, but Dan's backstory, like job-wise, is he not going to college? Or is he
is going. He
right, because I know he was partying.
There was like, the backstory for him is that there was a big hullabaloo about his college thing, because he got into Yale, but got denied for financial aid. We talked about this on an episode because it was kind of like, wait, is this some propaganda shit? Yeah. It was kind of like, like it almost felt like they was like talking shit about like
to go to
just like if only you were black, you could get a handout and go to college. It's just like, it's like, God.
It was like it kind of felt like it was like anti affirmative action or some like shit like that, where it was like, hey man, y'all live in a loft in Brooklyn, you're doing fine with like three bedrooms.
They can't present anything as like the problems of being rich when the entire thing of the show seems to be like, they're rich, that's the baseline. Now
but
let's see
these
what else.
People are the Humphreys are the poor family out within the rich.
Okay, that sucks. I for some reason, I just, the way he was dressed versus everyone else, I was like, oh, maybe he's like the one working class kid here, but it's like, no, he's just relatively poor.
Yeah.
It's not like a Ryan Atwood type dude.
He just doesn't have as much money as those the other people on the show are Trumps and Hiltons and
they're
stuff like
they're just like
that.
You have 7 zeros instead of 8.
Yeah.
And he lives in Brooklyn. It's gross there.
I think Rufus definitely, if I was in Rufus's pockets, like if you was in Rufus's pockets, Rochelle, how much money you think Rufus got? If you get in his pockets real quick.
I would think at least $1 million.
You think he got $1 million?
I think so.
Before
he invested 40,000.
We're talking about before he married Lily, right?
Before he married Lily, yeah. He invested 40,000 in Joran Vandersloot. Not Joran Vandersloot, what's his name? Gabe. Who he playing?
Oh, wait, you talking about Gabriel? Yeah.
Winklevoss.
The Army Hammer character.
Army Hammer, yeah.
So he gave invested 40,000?
He gave him 40,000, and that like fucked
but
up.
But that's off of his selling the gallery, right? Yeah.
So, and that fucked up his life? Like, it was just like, oh no, you spent too much money?
Like, that was his, he was gonna pay the homies tuition.
He invested, he was hoping to double his 40K, get more money, because the guys were like, if you invest in this, it's guaranteed to do this, and they like the investment.
He ended up trying to be a fire, right? But he probably got a cool million. Bank.
Because Dan was denied any financial aid, so like, he had to have, Rufus had to have money.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
How does that shit work?
You got student loans?
No.
Because I get confused, because financial aid is different from student loans. Like, I got loans. Like, I got aid and loans.
He said, what's Biden saying right now? Pell grants? I'm like, but it's a grant. I thought we didn't have to pay grants back.
Yeah, nah. I don't understand how all the loan stuff that's happening right now works, honestly.
Because I need to clear mine up.
I think what Biden's doing is like, because I have got loans. I still owe them, motherfuckers. They gonna find me. They found me. my loans. There's loans that are private.
Yeah.
So like, I have loans to like a Sallie Mae, right? Mm. Or this one company,
Navient.
Navient, that one. Mm. So Navient, check this out. That's a private company that I also borrowed money to on top of the loans from the government.
Yeah.
Biden's gonna try to wipe out the government ones, the ones he could control.
Oh, not Navient.
Yeah,
so we still gotta pay them.
Navient, though, check this out about Navient. So I got a thing in the mail because the attorney general in Georgia went after them because they was doing predatory practices.
Yeah,
so they gave me $200, a check, because they split the settlement up of everyone who ever got it. So I might not have to pay that back.
I got that too.
You got that check?
Yeah.
$200 seems.
I don't have as much. I don't have as much because I don't. I think it just like went to my balance or something. I don't know. I don't have that many student loans. I just don't feel like paying them. They found me.
I'm sure this is what everyone tuned into.
Yeah. We.
I just want to hear about the rich people.
I talk about this all day.
Don't turn it off. We're gonna get to the show right now. Everybody's packing for college. Serena gets a text from her mom saying, "I'm so proud of you," and she's got a weird look on her face. Oh, poor Serena, about to do some more stupid shit.
Yeah, I'm so sick of her. This is the episode where I was like, Serena,
man, let me tell you,
she
something.
Could get taken off the show. I was like, take her off. Take her off the show. Yeah.
I was surprised at how little of this episode she's in. Like, she doesn't feel like the focus, because I feel like I've always thought, oh, she's the main character, right? And also, her name is crazy. I think it's crazy that every episode. Vander Woodson?
Vander Woodson.
Yeah, that's not. You can't make up a name like that for a person and then just be like, you have to explain the etymology of this every episode. I think. So her family's Dutch.
What is the history?
It was this, but they changed it over here. Yeah. Like, I just.
They kind of get into
what ethnicity is that?
It's Dutch. Whenever you see van, that's Dutch. When you see bond, that's German.
It means van of the Wooten.
Yeah. Van of the Woodson. Vander is of the. So basically, Serena of the Woodson family.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It's always so funny to me how much of like. Just like every language has its own version of that, where it's like there are popular names and it really just means they're from this person.
Yeah, like yeah. Johnson is John's son.
Yeah,
is it for real?
Yeah, Jackson is Jack's son.
This episode made me not. I used to be so jealous of NYU. This episode made me be like, I'm glad I didn't get in that school.
Yeah, NYU seems whack. I didn't think about it.
The dorms are ugly as hell. I was just like, this is a set that you built after a dorm, and it looks so bad that I truly am just like, I wouldn't want to go there.
It look so lame, yeah.
You went to UT. Mm-hmm. The campus itself with the dorms is kind of like outside of the city a little bit, just a little bit. It's not too crazy far.
Yeah.
But like, when I think of NYU and I think of going to college, like getting a college experience just right in the middle of the city. Like last time I was there for Everything's Trash, I was staying near that area. And I'm just like, these are college dorms. Like in Boston, too, when you walk past like Emerson College, it's like right there in the city. Like this shit is crazy. Like that would feel so dangerous.
I just seen your kid.
I think something about it seems so exciting to me. Like, I'm sure it is exciting for kids to go there and dangerous for the parents who let their kids go there. But I think just like, I think even UT being as like close as it was, I was just like, I feel like I'm in a city and I'm living and I can walk everywhere and I'm amongst the, like, people don't know that I'm a kid. And it's like, no, everyone knows you're a kid, but you feel like no one does. And I think like in New York, it's probably accentuated because no one cares that you're a kid. They're just like, get the fuck out of my way or whatever.
Yeah, like when I'm in New York, we're like on the train with students, but you just don't know. Like, I'm like, you guys could be an NYC student. I wouldn't even know. Yeah. You're just like here. But that's a cool college. I mean, a lot of people that I know from NYU are cool.
Yeah, people.
But in the show, they seem so lame to me. That scene where it was Vanessa, Dan, and Blair walking up. It was like, ugh.
Yeah.
This looked like a lame school.
We don't know. We don't know each other here. We don't. Yeah. Oh, but we got to, let me see. We gotta go in order, but I'm gonna breeze through this shit because we're already almost an hour into the show. We still on the first scene. So Chuck don't like the idea of Blair going to college for some reason. I think he
he don't like that she's going to a dorm.
She's
staying in a dorm room.
God, I hate Chuck so fucking much.
He sucks.
Chuck sucks. Like I knew going into it, I was like, oh, this guy's a creep in real life. But then in the show, it's just like, why does he like? It looks like he watched enough of American Psycho to be like, this guy is cool, and then not the rest.
Yeah.
And it just feels like he also just has this face the entire time where he's just sort of like talking like this. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Every time he talks, I'm just like, open your eyes, shut the fuck up. Wear a normal shirt instead of suspenders.
It's so weird.
You look like fucking Gordon Gekko.
I said that exact same reference.
God damn.
Gordon Gekko or like American Psycho dude is, I think it's a British dude doing an American accent.
Oh.
Yeah. Like that's.
And he's got a squint to do it?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know he was British when I first saw it, but I seen him talk. Now when I see him act, I'm like, oh, this is his impression of an American.
It's so funny.
But but he don't want Blair to go to the dorms because he thinks it's beneath, like she's rich, she should just live at home.
The richness of these characters, are we supposed to be sympathetic when he says that? Because I feel like I'm watching this and I'm just like, all right, so that guy sucks. But then my girlfriend who's seen the entire show is like, no, I think you're kind of supposed to like he sucks, but he also is like, he cares about these people. I'm like, I feel like him saying the dorms are beneath you, I'd be like, no.
The version you're seeing of Chuck is probably the best version of him.
Really?
Like, he's growing up a bit.
Like, he's really? Actually, like, the fact
and this is where he landed.
The fact that, well, hey, look, you know.
He was awful before. Change,
it's a slow
like,
arc.
He's basically, like, the fact that he's even in a relationship with Blair is like a huge deal. Because they were... he couldn't even. He's like a real like Lothario, you know.
Yeah.
I could tell from him talking about how like he was in a brothel in Amsterdam, and then also said something about by the time he gets 21, I'm like, wait, how old are you that he's you were
18?
He's 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He just graduated high school 3 months ago.
Right. God damn. Yeah. Is he going to college too? Also,
no,
is that
he's going to college. He's Gordon Gekko.
Gordon Gekko. Yeah, he's trying to build a sex club in the basement of some bank.
Actually, this was like pissing me off, this Serena thing, but she was fucking his meeting.
Dude, man, look, we going to get to it.
That was crazy. Yeah.
We're going to get to that.
Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk. Should we not? So let me just hit some bullet points of this. Just so we can. I'll run through this real quick and then we can just talk about it.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about
it. We'll do that. So Everybody's going to NYU. Dan is being awkward with Vanessa. They haven't talked in a while. Serena's being awkward. You can clearly see that she's about to pull some of her bullshit.
Yeah.
But Rufus is like, I'm proud of you. Your mother's real proud of you. I'm proud of you too. And she's like, I don't care. I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And so
I feel like she's getting taller. Dan
walks up, Vanessa kissing Scott. It's like awkward. Like, oh, so y'all like really dating now?
Yeah.
Dan, it's like, Dan, why do you care so much about who everybody else is dating?
I know.
Did Dan date Vanessa?
No, they just like, oh, they're like best there friends, was like, it was like a will they won't they when she first showed back up. But when she first showed back up, he was finally raising the social ranks at school because he was the poor guy, you know. And so he was like starting to date Serena at that point, and she was like, "Wow, you're dating the cool hot rich girl at school. You've changed, Dan." And she was like climbing through his window in the morning. And she's like, "Why don't you go to school?"
To
and they
were
like
16. She's from the street. She came out the mud.
She got out the mud.
On everybody.
Sure. Yeah.
And so, you know, Blair putting her new roommates through the ringer, and everybody's like, man, what the fuck? Yeah. Now, this is why I just want to say, this made me laugh. Regina George pulled up, and that's Harriet the Spy.
Yes.
And she pulls up, and Gossip Girl goes, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah, Georgina's pulled a coup d'etat. And that shit had me rolling.
Yeah, Drew, yeah, I was like, is every episode like this? Is it always just Kristen Bell being like, dun, 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 dun.
I was like, oh, shit.
But rah, rah, sis, boom, bah is hilarious to me. Do y'all know what that is?
It's like a cheerleader chant,
It's a cheerleader chant, but from like the 40s.
Yeah.
So like when they used to wear like sweaters and long ass skirts, they'd go, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah.
I like Ike.
Sis, boom, bah.
That's great.
So Regina getting on Blair nerves.
Yeah.
Because she like, you ain't finna be what you thought you was finna be.
Yeah, this is my town. I'm queen. Yeah.
So also, okay, the before on Gossip Girl starts with it feeling like a dramatic thing of Georgina being like, I want Blair Waldorf as my roommate. And I'm like, so is this a scheme that she's put on? Or is she like obsessed with
she's
Blair?
She's crazy. Georgina's a psycho. Yeah.
Okay, but is it just like there was a thing of like she's religious and like is that the psycho? Is it just like? Because I'm like that doesn't track.
So confusing for you.
I assume she's
there's so many like Georgina like side stories that are clashing in this one episode.
I don't want to piss off the audience.
So
we don't have to get into it.
If you don't know who Georgina is, well, keep your mouth shut.
I'll just believe that she's crazy.
I'm asking a question about Georgina, my favorite goddamn character.
If I was just like, okay, wait, who's Blair?
They finna be mad.
No, okay, but so she requests Blair as a roommate, and Blair is like giving an orientation to the other students and like giving them gift bags, which also just felt like a psychotic. Like, okay, so we don't like this woman. She's
The whole thing is insane behavior, but also insane in the context of what we're watching too.
Okay, I'm just making sure that it's
Blair thinks
to.
She's gonna be cool because she's doing this.
Yeah, but she ran the high school for a while, and so now she coming to college being like, so I'm about to run this shit too. And the girls are like, bro, like, who the fuck?
I don't give a fuck about you.
You don't like sushi?
Yeah,
that's the sushi part though, because I was like, damn, that party looked tight.
It looked tight,
and nobody was there.
It looked boring, but it looked like, okay, you're gonna get a lot of free stuff here. And I was I know we're like trying to go chronological, but like the montage of them making the sushi, I was like, we don't need this. But I guess it's just like you got to see that they're making like real good sushi, and it's only this one person wants it. And I was just sort of like. Your losses. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't, if it didn't work the first time you spent a lot of money to do something, don't be like, the trick is I just have to try again.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it doesn't mean anything if she loses money.
She tells the one girl who showed up, lay off the Toro. I was like, you got to stop being a bitch.
She's learning no lessons.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing to say to her.
Yeah,
just like fashion.
Also, you're not putting on no weight eating fish.
What the fuck? First of all, Toro's.
Was it a lay off the fish, like a you're going to gain weight, or was it like a there's a limited amount thing? Because I couldn't tell.
Maybe.
She was like, you're going to get mercury.
No one Blair.
I'm worried about you.
No one Blair, I think she's probably like fat shaming her.
I
could see that too, because Toro is like the fancy one. That's I love sushi, so I was really excited. I was like, why are you eating pizza? You can get the sushi over here. What the hell y'all doing in this dorm room?
Like, nobody wants greasy pizza. It's like, bitch, we already ate the pizza. What are you talking about?
God.
Shut up,
and
Blair.
Georgina popped in like, woo.
That one student who's like, close the door behind you. I was like, why do you care?
I was like, who the fuck is that? She turned around like, close that door.
Someone needed their SAG card. Yeah, the door line.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I ain't never. She probably went to classes too. Like, I never liked
second AD. Yeah. I could do the line.
It's like, okay, take five. close the door. It's like, no, just
cannons to the left. Doors to the close. But yeah, I was loving seeing Blair like this. Oh man.
It was great.
Like,
she's getting her ass.
Even though that's my girl, but I need her to get
she needs that's your girl? Is she usually she's likable? Okay.
No, she's not likable, but I like her.
Okay. All right.
She needs to be humble.
It's supposed to be okay, between the way you're supposed to do it is like the Serena and Blair. Mm-hmm. It's like Ryan and Seth. You know,
yes.
Depending on who you like tells a lot about who you are.
Okay.
So, who do you like, Serena or Blair?
I'd be more of a Serena. Both of them are terrible, but right? I mean, that's just going off this episode. It's like, I like a fuck up when it's not. A fuck up is more enjoyable than like a rich kid who's just like, why isn't everyone liking me? Because I'm just like, this fuck up's clearly going through something. I don't all have right. enough context.
I got news for you, Demi. That fuck up is exactly what you just said. A rich kid who's like, why doesn't everybody like me?
Yeah.
I'm only seeing this episode, so I can't, I don't know what to tell you.
That's totally fine. That's totally fine. Listen, I just want to go back and hit, we can go A story, B story, C story. Okay. So let's talk about the, I guess it was the C story of Serena and Chuck.
Oh, it did feel like the thing the I was like, story, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
No, this shit was pissing me off.
So it was pissing me off. So Serena is fucking up right now. She's mm-hmm. being annoying. She, one thing about her throughout this whole series that she, she's avoiding accountability like it's COVID.
Yeah.
Like she would not catch it in a small unventilated room full of unvaccinated people. She will not do accountability. It's always somebody else. And she's always, mm-hmm. we talked about this on the last episode, was like, me personally, I hate a personality of a person that's like, well, I'm going to make the mistake, but I'm also going to double down on it.
Yeah.
Like, she's a double down queen.
That's a very rich person thing.
Yes.
So I get that.
And so she's like, she's not going to college. And so she's hiding out. So she goes immediately to Chuck and is like, I need to stay here for a couple of days. And he's like, cool.
Yeah, no worries.
You can stay here, no problem. I just need you to be out tonight because I have a business meeting. And she's like, oh, Chuck, I don't care about your dealer. He's like, it's not that. And he gives her this whole plan about the
look at
the
this. There's a giant vault. It's going to be like Prohibition. Isn't that fun? Yeah.
It's full of debauchery and things.
This is a, like, in the context of the show, this is like a good thing
a good
for
thing
this
for
character.
Yeah.
He's trying to get his life together.
I do love, it's like in any show where they like sort of tell you like, oh, she's a good comedian. And then you see the comic, you're like, no, she's not.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, she was like, Chuck, this is such a good idea. And we see the blueprints. I'm like, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It's like a ride at Disneyland.
It's a fire hazard. Like, yeah, get out
oh,
of
yeah.
You gonna be having everybody fucking in a vault? Man, an old bank vault?
Yeah, like, yeah, no, just like,
yeah. Everybody stuck in there.
There's
like,
no
stop
air.
Stop talking about the vault.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get this money.
So
over here.
Anyway, we'll stay on this story just to breeze through it. But like, she comes home when he's having the meeting. She come home loud. I'm sorry, my heel broke. And then Chuck is like,
super annoying.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
I told you not to come. Yeah.
It's like, well, you shouldn't. If I walk in. If I have to be there, if you tell me, like, hey, man, I'm having some people overnight. It's an important meeting. So either stay out or if you got to come home, like, just be quiet.
Yeah. And, I'm not engaging with whoever's
there. I'm not engaging.
No. Right, right.
Going straight to my room, I might do a wave and then keep it pushing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, going to my room or whatever. So she goes and engages with this guy. And then she's like, oh, and what about the secret sex room vault? And, and he's like, what
yo,
the fuck? Like,
yo, my G.
Yeah,
my man, stop. What you doing?
Hey, that's my man right there. Yeah,
I thought it was funny, though, because I was like, that seems like an easy save. It's like, that's not what it is. And he'd be like, okay. But it did feel like immediately, like, she's like, I think it's so great to have a club. And he was like, what?
Huh? Yeah, a club?
What?
Well, I thought this was a gentleman's lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, ugh.
Yeah, that was annoying. And then when Chuck calls her out for it, she's like, Chuck, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, like, that's the shit we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, just be like, I'm sorry.
No, absolutely. Just
say, I'm sorry.
Crazy.
I shouldn't have done that. You told me, first of all, you got the kindness of your heart, let me stay here.
Yeah.
Then you told me not to come during the meeting. It's like, you know what you're doing.
You know
wrong.
What you're doing. Like, you weren't supposed to be here. You can't keep, like, it was an honest mistake. I made a mistake. That's what murderers say when they stab people.
Yeah.
Is it?
Like, yes, that's what they all say. Yeah. Every time somebody kills somebody.
Jeez. Nuts.
Oh, God, I didn't mean to.
Have we talked about the term crime of passion? Do you believe that's real?
Oh, like that something that someone does in the. No, you shouldn't get, like lesser sentence. Like,
hey, wait, man. Is that what it is, though? I didn't realize you can get lesser time. You can I didn't realize crime. That was like an argument.
I think so. If you claim crime and passion, you think you can.
I think that's crazy. It's just like the difference between it being premeditated, where it's like, oh, you should go to jail longer because you planned it and that makes you a danger. As opposed like to something that's like,
a guy cheating, if you caught your wife cheating with another guy and you killed him.
No, that's still a thing where it's like, the crime of passion, I guess, is, I think that's what it is, like a crime of passion where it's like, oh, it was happening in the heat of the moment.
It feels like the one time, let's say he's outside of this one moment, you would, and I think you probably have to prove this person is not violent outside of this one thing.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck was pissed at Serena. And he was mad as hell.
It was a crime of passion.
She was like, ugh. Of course, she didn't take responsibility for it. And she kind of stormed out. Mm-hmm. And he kicked her out. He was like, get your ass out of here. And then he goes, ugh, train wreck.
Oh, yeah. That's what
she's, that's what hurts her so bad.
Yeah. That shot was perfect, too. He was like,
I think like you hear like the dramatic moment, she turns, and she's just like, it almost felt like, oh, has there been a moment in the show where like someone really hurt her by calling her a train wreck or something?
Yeah, nobody called me a train wreck.
This is the first time. I feel like the first time someone's just said like called her out.
Yeah,
I've never seen anybody call someone out like that.
No,
not in a real way.
It also just felt to me, I was like, yeah, but he's already said like this sucks and like all these things, but just putting it in another way, and she's like, what? You me? Oh, okay. Then it's
get your ass.
I'm like, don't. That's
now
proving
I'm
him right.
Victim here.
Yeah,
and so then. She goes on, she calls back Carter. She goes to Dan's house first. Mm-hmm. And Dan is like, yo, talk to Rufus about this
Big Roof got good advice.
Like, he got great advice. He got
good
great
waffles,
fatherly
good
advice.
Bolognese.
Yeah, go talk to him. So she goes over to Rufus's house, and Chuck walks out. And
he got a suspenders.
He got his suspenders on.
Looks like Bugsy Malone.
I was just catching up with Rufus here.
Chuck just snitched like a mother.
Thanks for the waffles. Yeah. They known for their waffles. Rufus known for his waffles. That's why it was a little Easter egg that Dan made her waffles, but they were just Eggos. Like, Rufus got like a waffle iron. He be killing the waffles.
Okay.
That's how he got with Serena's mom.
He put the waffles on her.
Well, there's your secret, guys.
Yeah,
you gotta start making waffles for
ladies. Hit me up if you like waffles.
Yeah,
I do have a nice ass waffle iron. Yeah, I got a nice waffle iron.
Ooh.
I like my waffles flat, you know, Roscoe style, square.
Yes.
Interesting.
Where
you get
crispy?
Send me a Recco for that.
All right. I
love to try that. How long did it take you to make it?
Bed Bath & Beyond. Waffles?
Yeah.
It takes like 7 minutes.
That's Ooh, any quick, ladies? You hearing this?
I'll make you eight waffles.
They call him the 7 minute man.
The 7 minute man. Ooh, I don't need, I can't stand the 7 minute man.
I wanted to see that scene though with Chuck and Rufus though.
Yeah,
what was that like?
Eating waffles. But so basically now Serena knows that he told that she didn't go to college. She's supposed to be at college. She'd been lying. She'd been hiding out.
Yeah.
So now she knows. And then, of course, this sends her over the edge. And Rufus also is like, he's her stepfather, but he's like getting her ass like, no, he ain't finna, like, what the fuck? Like, your mom thinks you hear that. And then she goes, you're more scared of my mom than I am.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
It's like, ugh.
Stop bucking on Roof like that.
Yeah.
Even though it was kind of like, man, I ain't you. You ain't her daddy.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like, why are you doing this at all?
He's in a weird spot because the mom's not around. But it's like, I don't know. It was just weird.
Where is she?
Like, she's away with her. Her mother is sick, and so she's away tending to her mom. Her mom, I think she.
I just never seen Rufus. It was like, when did I have I ever seen Rufus and Serena in a scene together alone?
Yeah, like, I know. This is probably the first episode where they've both been in the scene together, like by themselves.
Getting a text from her mom felt like. It's like, oh, they couldn't get her mom from the episode, but they still had to be like, how does she feel? And I was like, maybe she's not in this season anymore.
Yeah.
It's just going to be all text.
Yeah, she's doing something. Maybe she booked something.
But also, what's Serena's plan? Like, to be like, I'm not actually going to college. Like, how long is she going to ride that out?
Yeah, she didn't have one. But I'm like, you had a whole summer. But she was away gallivanting in Europe the whole summer.
Oh.
Trying to find her daddy.
Her daddy, yeah.
And so.
She's really, that's what's really going on.
Yeah.
Like, she's basically like
acting out.
Because
she doesn't have a father.
Her father. Yeah. She kind of saw the other episode. She went to go find him, but her dad doesn't want to see her.
Yeah.
So I think now she's like feeling the rejection.
Mm.
She's being a real Nancy Poo about it.
So that happens. She goes off on him, and then the only person she can call is Carter Bazin. So she calls Carter Bazin, and I know you don't know who Carter Bazin is. I still don't quite get who he is. Because he just be popping in and out, and then like he'll go away for like the whole season.
Yeah.
And then just come back in, and they make it so important that he's coming back, but then he never, like, it's always anticlimactic. So I'm like, why is he here? But that's Sebastian Stan's character.
Yeah.
And so she plans a date with him. They go to the thing, And he's like, oh, wow, here's Chuck. He don't get along with Chuck. He don't like Chuck. They both similar type guys.
Oh, really? Because yeah. he dresses normal for a 2007-year, like, yeah, teenager. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
yeah. yeah. He's a little older, though.
He's a little older than them.
He's like 22.
So he...
he's hanging out with all these, like, yeah, teenager, college yeah. freshmen.
I don't
so
know.
He... They there, and then uh-huh. Serena decides to go up and ruin another meeting for Chuck. Like, clearly seeing that he's doing a business meeting.
That pissed me off.
That one was active, also. I was just like, what?
Like, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, it was just, and that one wasn't active, like, I'm trying to fuck this up, which yeah. just felt so, like, why?
Yeah, it was totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
It was like, why are you doing, you doing this because he called you a train wreck after you yeah. fucked up his other meeting?
I know, you're proving him right. And it's just like, if you can get him back if you want, but don't fuck his money up. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Now, here's what I want to ask you, Lamar.
Uh-oh.
A writing question.
Uh-huh.
What, do you think that the writers, when they're writing her, we kind of talked about this last night. Mm-hmm. Do you think the writers, when they're writing her, are making her out to be this, like, don't take accountability, like, yes, asshole? Yeah, they're yeah. doing this on purpose, right?
Yeah, yeah. That I think that's the character that we all love. We love to hate. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like, if they heard us talking shit about Serena, they wouldn't be like, how come they don't like our main character?
Yeah.
They would be like, it's working.
Yeah, okay. You know what I mean? All right, because she sucks. She sucks.
It's like Larry David. It's like someone complaining about, like, man, I can't believe how nitpicky Larry David is. Like, yeah. that is his character.
Okay. I always yeah. wonder with stuff like that, because, like, to compare to Gilmore Girls, there is, like, the main character, Rory, I feel like the fans have sort of turned a corner and are just sort of like, she sucks and is like selfish and like annoying. Right. But I'm like, there's no way the writers are writing her that way. It just feels like you're supposed to root for her through so much.
Right.
And I just feel like, I don't know, like having a character that you want, at least on like a show, like with this kind yeah. of audience, having them be like unlikable feels like such a new thing to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's what I'll say. Cause it's, I think, yes, cause yes and no. Cause I think, You watch OC, because mm-hmm. they're obviously we probably hate her slightly more because it's 2022.
Yes.
And she's mm-hmm. and we know what white privilege is,
yeah.
or like the world knows what white privilege is. But I do think this show specifically, because like when you go watch OC, mm-hmm. like Seth to me was a character I liked when I was a kid, but that character, I don't like that guy. Like when I watch it now,
yeah,
he's like
sure.
he's like a guy I wouldn't like
totally.
in this context of our world now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they made that choice, which is why I think people like the people who do like Gossip Girl more than OC
mm-hmm.
is because they made this show. I think this show was like kind of the beginning of that kind of show. Like,
got it.
I like her because Blair too. Both of them are unlikable. Like,
yeah.
and Blair is definitely unlikable. Like clearly unlikable.
Yeah.
But I think, but she's my favorite character. And it's not because Serena's so unlikable. You know what I mean? It's because I rather like this unlikable version.
Totally. Yeah. I think they create scales where it's like, mm-hmm. they just sort of have this blanket of like, it's this world of yeah. rich people. And you kind of go like, okay, I don't feel, it's like Succession where it's like,
yeah.
they're all rich.
Yeah,
and within
like
that, they're like bad in that way. But they have different, where it's like, oh, I like this version
yeah.
of rich
yeah.
versus this person. And like, they definitely are like, it almost feels like they're tricking you into being like, this is the good rich. Or like, this is
yeah,
the,
like,
they're all sort of like.
Dan sucks too. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right,
and,
yeah.
But he's supposed to be the guy. He's our end to the whole show.
Yes.
But you end up being like hating him too. I think that's just why this show was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. Now,
now,
I mean,
I think they started this, the thing you're talking
totally.
About.
Totally.
I'll give them credit
for it.
Because I think there'd be no Succession without Gossip Girl. Just putting that out there.
Makes sense.
That's what I got to say. Here's my other take. I'm going to say it on every podcast now.
Please.
I think Sinbad's funnier than Kevin Hart.
I agree. But I also think that, and this is like a take that I think is just like amongst like alt comedy fans, maybe people mm-hmm. who are like too online. It's like Kevin Hart, his like movie star persona has taken over his stand up persona uh-huh. so much that people are just like, he's not funny. I'm like, he is, but he's also annoying.
Right.
It's just that he is everywhere. And
yeah.
if it was just like he's just a stand up comedian, I think we'd all be a little more like, oh, he's fine. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's like he's just everywhere and plays the same type of character, and people are just like mad about that. So they have to be sort of use him as shorthand as like the
yeah.
shitty guy. And I'm like, eh. But also, it's like, I'm not a fan of his or a hater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sort of like, he's just there, and I think everyone gets upset because he's everywhere. Sinbad is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Kevin Hart fan. I just didn't realize the reason is because I like Kevin Hart. I mean, because I like Sinbad so much.
Oh, really?
Because I feel like they're almost, like, he's just an early version of Kevin Hart to me. Anyway, We'll talk about that more on every podcast.
on every single episode.
Is this something you've said on this podcast before many times?
The one before this one.
Okay, so this is a season three thing.
I think this is going to be a thing that I do that's going to ruin my career.
I think you should start asking every guest, like, who you going for, Sinbad or Kevin Hart? Yeah. You just keep a tally?
Yeah. Okay. Who you going for in their celebrity death match.
That'll make it fun. That'll make it less vindictive.
And then go after them if they say Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Yeah, just be like, oof.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out.
Get out of my house of headgum.
The end of this Serena story.
We've been doing.
I don't even remember how it ends, so honestly.
Well, Carter calls her out. And I was like, man, you don't even like, you used me to like ruin Chuck's bit. I was like, I don't like the dude, but I wouldn't have done that to him.
It's like, you did, though.
Yeah.
He's doing the same not accounting shit.
Yeah,
like,
he
knew it. He knew it was happening. I think he was just like, that was him just being like, I'm into you.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm down to fuck up people's shit. I just want to hook up too.
It felt like such a thing. It's like he showed up and she was just like, oh, look who's here. Should we go mess with him? If I were him, I'd be like, you definitely knew he was here.
He was coming.
So why? Yeah. But he truly is just so down bad. He's like, all right, yeah, let's go do this. And then
down bad.
And then he gets called out. It's like Chuck is like, yeah, she's using you. And he has this moment where it just is like, wait, she is. And I'm like, you didn't. You must have gotten that at some point earlier.
Wow. Wait a second.
No.
I was down bad.
I'm going to be all right.
But her and Roof make up. Roof is like, I want to be more in your life than just another one of your mom's husband.
Yeah, this seems weird. I was getting vibes up in
really?
The scene.
I thought it was innocent and sweet. And I thought it was Roof literally being like, I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine.
It was a nice scene. The way they were sitting, I don't know, that blocking was just weird.
I think this is also a show where it's like they want every like permutation of characters to like date. So it does feel like, oh, are you guys going here?
I said this about some other shit one time.
Yeah.
It was Rufus. Blair and Rufus.
It's always Rufus, I feel like.
I mean, Rufus be low key flirting with everybody. Or is that just us being like, we love Rufus?
Yeah, maybe we're just projecting that because he's like so infallible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably just being a good father.
Yeah. He's dope. Rufus is dope.
Like, he's literally like, it's just like we can't comprehend the idea of a woman being with Rufus and not being in love with him.
I saw this TikTok about. We'll talk about this after. Never mind.
Go on. Just grab a visual medium on this podcast.
No. We'll talk about it after. But Serena's gonna fuck this relationship up. Uh-huh. Like, Rufus is trying to help her. She's gonna fuck it up. She's just like Jenny. And Rufus gonna have to go through Jenny all over again.
Yeah. That's I felt bad. I was like, no, Rufus, stay away.
Yeah.
This is not good for him at all. All
right, now he's back to Blair in this episode. So Blair, we already discussed she had a party, nobody showed up to it. Regina, she walk outside, she seen Regina hand out flyers for her rooftop party.
Yeah.
She realized she ain't got no friends, ain't nobody really fucking with her. Mm-hmm. So who's the last person she go to? Dan, who's making all these friends. He's coming in.
He was yucking it up.
He's talking about
Judy Blume.
Judy Blume told me all about women.
I love that scene. I was cracking up.
That shit was stupid. But I like the girl that likes Dan.
What was her name again? Katie
or something? Was her name?
Who was like, sorry to be eavesdropping. Are you Dan at the coffee shop?
I was
like, you found this man.
He was chasing him.
Eavesdropping.
But he's in her writing group now. So Blair goes up to him and is like, can I be your date to the party?
Yeah.
Now, let me backtrack a little bit because we missed over like one of the themes of the episode, second chances. So basically, Regina George walked up to them and was like, listen, can we all get coffee or something? And it's Vanessa's here too.
Yeah.
Vanessa and Dan are having a tiff like from the first episode. And then so they're trying to patch things up and they're like, you clean slate, like let's just go to college. And then Regina George walks up and is like, clean slate, can we just go to college and be friends?
Yeah,
and Dan's like,
No,
you're crazy. Like you've done too much. Like, and she has like done.
She like she's insanely literally like lied about who she was to like, and then like completely infiltrated their friend group.
And they're all going to the same college, coincidentally.
They're all going to NYU.
Great.
And so, which is a private school, ain't it?
Yes.
I don't know how Regina George got in that motherfucker. That don't make no sense.
Is she also rich?
But she's a fuck up. Like, she's been in boarding school, the military, she's Jesus camp. Like, she's been, like, because she's a insane person. Like,
right.
She's like great. She's going to get them killed.
Like, I guess I at first I was like, how did all these kids get into this school? But I guess if I am just, again, remind myself, like, they're all rich. I'm just sort of like, I guess if they want to go to that school, they can. But I guess it's just crazy to me that they all chose to go.
But like, to be fair, it did happen very organically. Like, because it was like, they were all supposed to go to different schools, but it just happened. This is like where they ended up.
Like, that's where they ended
NYU
up.
NYU is like, fuck, I'm at NYU. Mm-hmm. They want to be at somewhere.
Why didn't they make it to like CUNY?
Yeah, like Hunter NY.
Because Blair would never go there.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. That would be cool if they were at the, like, real community college or something.
So, like, basically, like, so Blair comes with her tail between her legs. Mm-hmm. Can I be a date to Regina's party? He on this second chance shit. He's like, all right, yeah, if Blair can change anything. So they get to the party. Let me make sure I'm doing it. Oh, yeah. So they get to the party. They walking up the stairs, and she's like, thank you for doing this. Like,
yeah.
And he was like, yeah,
I've been on the other side of this.
Yeah, I've been on the other side of this, and I hope that somebody would do this for me. But let's be honest, it wouldn't be you. And she's like, and then he takes off her headband. They get up to the party.
That shit was funny. No headbands in college.
Yeah.
No headbands in college.
And so they get up there. Everybody's having a good time at the party. It's a dope time. Dan is like the man now. Everybody, Dan,
I know.
Like he never experienced it. He's like popular now, you know? And Blair's just standing around. Mm-hmm. And then finally, like a little while later, Blair gets a text and they're like, oh, we're here. Mm-hmm. And she goes on the mic and goes, Regina's real friends are here, whatever, like throws the party. And then all the Jesus freaks show up and they're like, she's trying to convert y'all, freshmen.
Yeah.
And then this works.
I think the disrespect to Jesus.
It didn't feel like it worked to me. Like, it just felt like, I think they didn't show any reactions of people being like, this is weird. Like, we hate Georgina. So it just felt like this thing where, like, that happened and was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then, Blair thinks she's good at scheming, but she's
really not.
They always halfway thought it. She's like, okay, they're going to show up and it's going to be crazy. But they didn't. They were just there. And everybody was kind of like, all right, who are these people? Why are they
there? Like, here's the funny thing about that, too, because then Blair started trying to invite people to the monkey bar or whatever. Yeah. Monkey bar.
Limos parked outside. I was like, how many limos?
Yeah. And so she was like, she goes to Dan and is like, yeah, so I used you. But I'll repay you. Yeah. No good deed goes unnoticed.
And remember, and Regina George is told Dan that she's using him.
Yeah, she's like, Blair's using you.
Yeah.
Don't trust her. She's using you. And he's like, no.
He tried to give her another chance.
I'm going to give everybody in this episode
second chance.
Second
chance is for everybody.
Second chance is all. Nobody's using. Nobody believes. Like, that's one thing that gets on my nerves. Like, people try to tell you something in this show. Like, hey, watch out for this. No, I'm not watching out for it. I need to get burned.
They got an hour to fill. We got to really slow this down. Everyone's dumb.
This stove is hot. Nah, I'm going to put my hand on it.
There's no way.
There's no way the stove is hot. I'm going to put my hand on it. So we find that out. Mm-hmm. The Jesus people come.
Disrespecting
the Lord. And then Katie is like, well, are you? He looks at Dan and goes, well, are you going to the monkey bar?
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's like, I don't know what a monkey bar is.
Yeah. Could you explain it to me? And then he gets on the mic and is like, hey, so nobody wants to go with Blair. Everybody wants to stay here because we have a good time, right?
Who wants to drink beer with me?
All the Jesus freaks did it too.
I'm a good
did you see that? All the Jesus freaks was like,
That's funny. That's hilarious. That's pretty funny.
And so,
this guy seems cool.
He seems like forgiving, like the Lord.
And Blair slinks off, and I'm like, oh, she's about to try to get more revenge, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like, or does she actually feel like, man, I really ain't got no friends?
It looked like she kind of was on the outs there.
Yeah.
She learned her lesson for the episode, but I'm sure like 3 episodes later she'll try again.
This has happened so many times.
But she should have learned. I think I'm a little surprised that Blair didn't know that Cass wasn't wearing headbands in college. She should have been able to figure that out.
She should have known that. Like, ain't nobody wearing them stupid ass headbands.
I think she has her own rules about how college is supposed to go, and the headbands for her are just like, this is, I'm going to change the trend or whatever.
I don't care if they're doing it or not. We're going to make headbands.
She clearly didn't learn anything from, like, the pizza party where it's like everyone is having so much more fun just hanging out, watching a documentary about, what was it? Like, something about, like, some humanitarian crisis or something. I'm like, there's no way you guys are enjoying this.
When the gangbanger picked the first carrot, I was like, come on. It's one of them racial microaggressions that this show be having sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have enough people of color on this damn show to be making jokes.
No, they
like
do
that.
Not. No,
that's why every time there's a person of color on the show, I go, hey, that's Gossip Girl. Since the beginning. But every time it's a black person, especially, like last episode, there was a black security guard. I'm like,
Gossip Girl. Yeah. Double, toil and trouble.
Rise, sis, boom, bye. Now, here's the one thing that I breezed over a little bit when we do it by story. I forgot something here. Scott had a little moment of going nuts, but it didn't make any sense.
That was weird. I didn't understand that either.
They didn't pay that off.
Was that when he was like, I don't want to talk about college?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't want to talk about this.
I didn't realize I was going to be tested right now.
Hank, I think I know why.
Why?
I want to be honest and say it's not because I've seen it, just because this is what I think it is. Because I don't really remember. Mm-hmm. But it probably, if I'm right, it's a spoiler. Do you want me to say?
Can I make a guess?
Yeah,
he's not actually going to school. Or like,
that's what I felt.
Yeah.
Oh, I could pick that up. I was like, oh, he's not enrolled.
Yeah, that's what. But that's generally how I felt in that scene. So that's probably what we were supposed to, or that's probably the energy that he.
I gotta be honest. It took every time you say Scott, I'm just like, who the fuck? Because like every man in the show looks the same.
The same, yeah. See, there's a reason he looks the same. That's damn because.
Wait, why?
That's his brother.
Really?
Yeah. But they don't know it yet. They don't know it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like in universe, it's his brother.
Yeah, in universe, so like in that dude Scott, he is he's Rufus and Lily gave him up for adoption.
Got it. And but he came back.
Rufus didn't know.
Okay.
And so this was like a big plot line for last season. Yeah.
Wait, he didn't know that he gave him up for adoption?
No, he didn't know Lily was pregnant.
He didn't know Lily was pregnant.
How?
Yeah, because they...
You don't know Lily yet.
You don't know Lily
okay,
yet.
Okay, right,
I think this deep in the season is going to be hard to bring up. There's a lot of shit that happened.
You guys got to have some YouTube videos. It's just like, here's the recap for season one, here's the recap for season two.
Yeah. So basically, like...
He looked just like
that. In so many words, Lily, Serena... So Dan and Serena dated.
Yeah.
Then, but Lily and Rufus had a love affair since the 80s when he was a rock star.
Right.
And they liked each other. But it was Lily went off to marry rich dudes all the time and became super rich and all that type of stuff. She was already born rich, but like that was the life that her mom kind of planned for her.
Yeah.
So her mom basically told Rufus, hey, by the way, you had a kid. And Rufus went nuclear on the shit. Like he was like, what the fuck? Like you ain't tell me? And so they start trying to go find the kid. And the parents of the adopted kid finally got them back and was like, he died. Mm-hmm. But the truth is,
he's alive.
The other kid died. And they were like, we already lost one kid. We can't lose the other.
So they didn't want
to give
him up.
Is still alive. And that's Scott. And now he's trying to infiltrate.
And Scott happens to be in New York with them all too.
He's coming. He's doing it on purpose.
He knows. Got it.
They don't know.
And he's like, I got to go find my brother.
Yeah, so that's why I think when that scene happened, which is confusing, even knowing all this, it was still confusing in this moment because I still wasn't understanding why he was being so angry.
Yeah.
But I think your guess is right that I think he probably doesn't have... Yeah, and that's why he's recommending... Oh, that makes sense because remember they were like, why did you recommend that teacher? He sucked.
He went to like rateMyProfessors.com. He's like,
it's like, this guy seems good. That makes sense.
He walked by the door and said, Professor Dogma. You say him.
Vanessa in that
you got me in Religious Studies 304.
Imagine Vanessa in this class like, why he recommend this motherfucker? It's just this whack ass teacher.
Also, he's supposed to be a freshman like you are. How would he know?
He said he went to summer school.
So his excuse is I went to summer school and took some classes and you should take those same classes.
Yeah.
Those aren't the same classes, freshman.
That's a stupid man. Ass.
That's different shit.
God damn.
She getting duped by Scott.
In their defense, you could tell me anything as a freshman in college and just be like, okay. Sure.
Like, whatever. Yeah. Is this how it works? Yeah.
I think I just have to take half the class and then I'll like the teacher.
So
that
Blair
makes sense,
off.
Though. I forgot about that bad teacher recommendation.
Yeah.
That's
just like someone going to find their long lost sibling. I'm just like, why? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd just be like, well, your life is so we're not going to be friends.
Like, I hate this character.
He's not great, and now he's dating Vanessa, who's Dan's childhood best friend.
Also, it doesn't fully explain why they look alike because it's like he's dressing the same, he's styling his hair.
No, he's obsessed with this.
He
knows his writing and everything. This guy.
He's trying to single white females, brother.
Yeah,
I'll be the
new Dan.
Because Dan is rich now because Ruth married Lily.
Yeah,
maybe he is trying to kill him off.
I don't know.
It's like, I should have been the brother who got all this.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. His my life is living in Boston. Yeah. I hate Boston.
Yeah,
Boston that's his tragic backstory.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a He's Knicks
like,
fan.
I like the Knicks and the Yankees.
Yeah. So yeah, basically like that's it for like. Blair walked off. She saw that Dan got her back
with the bass. They got the little cutter line.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah, she goes and gets in bed with Chuck Bass.
Yeah,
Serena go get back with Carter Bazin.
Mm-hmm.
Dan wakes up at the party. He fell asleep at the party.
Mm-hmm. Now
here, pick up your bell. Pick up your bell.
Get your bell.
Okay.
Dan went to sleep at the party, and the camera whips over. He's kissing on Regina George.
Yo, that shit, I knew that was gonna happen, but I forgot if it was just gonna be like, oh, what are you doing here? Like, we ain't know. But when he kissed her, I was like, I'm dinging.
Yeah,
he was like, yeah, well, girl.
He done fucked on the roof again.
You were right about Blair.
With their
it turns
on?
Me on.
Yeah,
with their clothes on.
With their clothes on. Fucked on the roof with their clothes on.
That's New York.
That's New York for you. I'm walking over here.
But she really,
fucking on the roof
what
over
you think
here.
You think it's a good thing? This is bad, huh?
This is terrible. She sucks.
Yeah, from what you guys have told me.
So, he's so stupid. Everybody on this show should be called Stupid Girl.
Well, I mean, supposedly Gossip Girl is going to be the only smart one.
Yeah, she got it.
Also, I think I can't say, and I won't say, but it's funny. Like, I was watching this, and I feel like I remember when the finale happened and they found out who Gossip Girl was, and so I was just watching that with this lens.
Oh yeah,
I won't. Don't
I'm not.
No.
I'm not saying shit. Let's move on.
Yeah,
we gonna move.
That
on.
Was just my experience.
But yeah, I was like, part of me was like, damn, because also he got that one girl, Katie. That's a good look for him.
That's a good look.
And Regina's not. That's not a good idea.
I'm like, go with Katie.
But
bro.
I get it. He was probably got lit. You know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He went to the monkey bar and then they came back to the roof.
The two of them just went to the monkey bar.
Also, did everybody leave them on the roof sleep?
Probably.
What happened? Like,
man, we're going to leave these folks on the roof.
You know who's really good at second chances? Is Jesus. I can tell you about him if you want.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, this episode was pretty good.
I liked it,
Serena did not take accountability for what she did to Chuck. She probably ruined, he's got to.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't see how him calling her a train wreck would make it okay in her brain to completely ruin his future.
Yeah. Like, that was like a gross, what is it called when it's not balanced? Or like,
imbalance?
It's uneven.
Gross point blank.
What's things called when it's not balanced?
It's an imbalance?
A chemical imbalance.
I'm afraid for Serena now. I don't know what Chuck might do. I think he's going to. You know what? He might let it go.
He's going to call all the other Dick Tracy villains coming in.
Yeah, he's like, I'm about to take you down, but I think because he was actually genuinely concerned for her. So
you better not talk back to me. I got this Tommy gun.
Yeah.
Me and my boys with the other suspenders are going to come down. And
I told Rufus because I was concerned. You ruined my future.
Yeah. What do you think, Carl? You think he's going to go in on her, or you think he's going to let it go?
I mean,
I don't know.
I hope he goes in on it. She deserves it.
I think he might let it go.
Did they was there a moment where, she apologized or anything this episode? No, right? No.
She never apologized.
She apologized to Rufus.
Even that was not even an apology. It was like, you could be my stepdad.
She just recapped what she did.
So I think Chuck will let it go. I think Chuck will just be sort of like, we're not friends anymore now. And then
it'd be one of those things. I don't really want to talk to you
He's probably going
to
move out of the house with them. Because is he still staying there?
No, he got his...
He's got his Chuck Loft.
Bass Tower now.
He's got his Chuck Bass Loft.
I loved it. I love this.
What do you get this episode?
I'm giving it a 4.5.
I just feel like... Because I have nothing to say about the subplot, but there's also the two people who spend the entire time in a hotel room. Joanna Garcia.
I forgot to mention this.
I watched that entire thing and be like, I don't have the backstory for this, but...
Nate and Bree Buckley.
I was like, I don't want you to get mad tweets.
Nate
and Bree Buckley. Bree Buckley is from a rival family, the Buckley. So Nate is a Archibald / Vanderbilt.
Got it.
Yeah.
And Buckley is like, I guess she's like the granddaughter of William Buckley, you know, the guy, conservative guy from back in the day.
No.
He debated James Baldwin.
Yeah, the big Buckleys.
But they conservative family versus and they families are at war basically.
Yeah.
And then people are finding out that they are dating each other, so it's a thing. I don't care about this story.
Yeah, this is
okay. I was just like
Yeah, but it seems like what they're trying to say is they're into each other for real.
Yeah, they really like each other. Because at first it was just supposed to be like a tryst. Yeah. And then she suggested that, like, oh, what if we spend 24 hours together in this room and just do our whole relationship in that point? So we don't have to go through the whole, like, we're dating, we break up. But then while they're spending that time in the room, they find out that they really like each other.
That was a thing I was like, that's a bad plan. I don't think that would work for anybody. It's like, what if we spend a lot of time together and then we'll just stop? It's like, no.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's not how
but it also, it was funny watching this because my girlfriend who's seen the show, I was just like, what's this relationship? And she was like, I don't know. I think she's like a teacher or something. So I was watching it just being like, are we supposed to like this like couple? And also we're just coming back in and I'm like, wait, he's fucking a teacher? Didn't they just start going to school? Like, but then it's clearly like she's not. Yeah. And it was just, I didn't understand what was going on for so much of it.
That's interesting.
But
no, it was a terrible storyline.
Terrible storyline. That's why we breezed over it. Fair. What do you give this episode?
I give it 4 points. I still love this episode because I love seeing Dan and the man. Dan's the man. I like this version of Dan. He dresses better too.
Yeah.
Chuck is doing all right. Trying to get his life together. I'd rather see this. You don't want to see the Chuck that we saw.
Yeah. I don't like the Chuck I saw.
I mean, I know, there's no cool Chuck, but I'm just saying, if you're watching the show every day like we do, I need some mild version of this guy. So I'll give it 4.5.
All right, so that's XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO. XO. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give it a... 4.5.
Cool.
Because I agree with your assessment of it. I think that Nate and Reba's daughter story is unnecessary.
So that's XOXO.
Demi, what are you giving? Now that you figured out our grading system, very complicated grading system.
Yeah, well, the grading system makes me want to give it even more. But I think that I'm sort of grading it on how much I would want to keep watching the show. And for that, I'm going to give it like 3 out of 5.
Three?
And okay. I think that's because so much of the story, I'm just like, I don't care. This seems dumb and like very like overwritten in a way where it's like, this is only happening because they need conflict. But then it's like, there are certain characters that I do feel like, oh, okay, I'd like to see what they become, or like, oh, it's fun to watch them. Like Blair, I think she's awful, but she is sort of like the show's clearly punching up at her in a way, and I'm like, that's fun, I want to see that. And it's like funny when she's on screen. And then also I'm like, I had a lot of fun just making fun of Chuck as I was watching. I was like, I want to keep doing that. So
three.
Right. Three.
I
so
like that.
XOXO. Michelle, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a 4.75.
4.75.
Okay. Big time.
You had a great time. It's a good episode.
You had a great time. You had a perfect blast. Good episode. Took me back to college. Yeah. That's what it's going to be like when you graduate.
When you graduate. Rochelle's 15.
Right, yes.
So that's
XOXO. I don't have any news today.
No news. We had a great guest and we've gone for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Demi, did you eBay? Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you
our brother in
me.
Christ. How, where are you at? Where can they find you? Where can they get to you? How can they access you? How can they break down that glass wall?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Electrolemon, and you cannot break down that glass wall. I am unattainable.
There you go, folks.
You can
talk
at me. I will be gone.
Yeah. Follow up. Also, follow us at XOXO_GossipKings_podcast. We want to hear what you think about the third season so far.
Yeah,
please.
What do y'all think? I'm curious.
Let
are you guys excited?
And send us a recipe of a good dessert that
okay,
you think.
Okay, real quick, because I saw in the before that Wallace Shawn is on the show, and that's what got me like, whoa, who, what?
Yeah, he
is
showing this episode.
Who is he?
He's Blair's stepdaddy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great.
He's awesome.
He's the best part of the show.
Yeah, I love him.
Him. Serena's brother Eric and Rufus are best friends in the
best
show.
We call them the three amigos.
And Katie, this new Katie girl that likes Dan. You're not gonna go to the monkey bar, are you?
She is working that head like a Nicki Minaj video.
Like what a read. And the other best character is the girl who goes, close the door behind you.
Yeah, I hope I see her.
She better come back.
We gotta get her back in there. She needs to be the captain of it. Cheerleading team or something. They do have a basketball team at NYU. And that is so follow us, XOXO_GossipKings_podcast. We're having a good time. We cooking with Crisco, baby. We rolling. Dessert recipes. I don't like chocolate, so send your fruity dessert recipes.
Yeah, I got some dessert recipes for you.
Hell yeah, let's get. Oh, you make some good ass desserts.
That I do.
Yeah, I've had some of your desserts. You make some good ass desserts. Don't send me a galette either. y'all, I'm talking y'all.
What is that?
It's like a fake ass apple pie.
I made one
bread
for
bowl apple pie, man.
Halloween a couple years ago, and yeah. It's fun to make and less fun to eat.
Yeah, it gets dry, yeah. Right?
It's hard to. It's like a pizza, but like just soggy.
Yeah. It's tough. But yeah, we'll see you next time on XOXO Gossip Kings. Good night.
Good night.
That was a HeadGum podcast.